I think you all received an email from Carol, who's very familiar with this, recommending that we eliminate this alternate calculation method.
I think given how complex the incentive program is now from New York State, and that incentive program is there are more advantageous places to locate these projects for balancing the grid and also for locating projects on landfills, brownfields, areas where you are not taking high-value agricultural land out of production to put solar on it, that sort of thing. So there are good reasons for wanting to incentivize siting these things properly. That 6% on revenue just complicates the issue way too much. And it's important to remember that unlike any other pilot program we have in place, any other UTEP, this one is restoring tax revenue to towns that would, for projects that would have been tax exempt for the first 15 years. So, so we're really, by having a uniform policy that's workable for this new generation of projects that are under these new rules from NYSERDA and New York State, we will be continuing to encourage solar development in Sullivan County, which has been a great success.
So could I ask a question, Walter?
Sure, of course.
It's just the new pilots will just be basically $10,000 per megawatt?
There'll be $10,000 per megawatt if they're in tranche one. There'll be $8,000 per megawatt in tranche two, $6,000 per megawatt in tranche three, and $7,000 per megawatt in the community distributed program that exists now. We've made adjustments to the flat amounts to keep the economics of the projects in parity. And that's what's in the pilots now.
So we're going to be eliminating the 6% calculation.
Yes, that's the proposal. And you mentioned at the last meeting, Ed, that you didn't think it was fair to eliminate the 6% only looking forward, because there are some projects that have swallowed hard and closed with the 6% in there, but have been able to get financed, but they were one generation back before the current program. So the proposal would be to amend the UTEP and give everybody that's already signed a pilot an opportunity to amend the pilot to take out the 6% calculation.
You wouldn't think it would be that complicated.
Well, welcome to New York. And I was going to wear my T-shirt, but we're not on video. I have a T-shirt that my kids gave me that says, "It sounded like a good idea at the time." The 6% sounded like a good idea when it was purely volumetric, but it just doesn't work under these much more complicated revenue streams, which are no longer level. If you think of the volumetric revenue stream, you put electricity into the grid, you take electricity out of the grid, you have a continuous flow of cash, if you will. Now you build these projects and NYSERDA gives you millions of dollars up front, and then you get very little for your electric on the back end. So it just doesn't make sense.
Any more questions from the board? Did I call the question?
Well, hold on. You need Carol to move it.
I'll move it.
So we,
second?
I'll second.
I took Howard down, as if that's okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
Okay, any more questions or discussions? Then I'll call the question. All in favor? Aye.
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 Aye. Aye.
Any against? Okay. The next item is a discussion about Catskill Distilling Company, which will need a motion to go into an executive session. Does everybody have the number to call for that?
Yes.
Yes.
Which number is that?
It's the second number in the email you got from Jen earlier today. It's probably best if we don't mention it over the phone.
Okay.
You think?
But somebody could text it to you if you want.
Right. 800.
Does anybody else need it besides Ed?
Nope.
Can we have a motion for to go into executive session?
I'll make the motion, Julio.
Second.
Howard.
Who seconded?
Scott.
Scott.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay, so we'll call in. There's not going to be, Joe, I know you probably have some action going on with playoffs at the golf course, so we're not going to take any action after this, just so you know.
Okay, who are you talking to?
Talking to the newspaper.
The newspaper.
Oh, you got the Democrats. They got that golf tournament, huh?
Yeah, that's, I thought I was going to, almost had to be in the playoff. Missed it by one.
That's because you only play 2 days a week. If you would have played the 3 days a week, you might have made it, Ira.
That's right. So, so who's sending it to Ed?
Say again?
Who's gonna?
Do you need somebody to text you the?
I found it. It's okay. I got it.
Yeah, don't you found it? Okay. So
right. Let's hang up and call back in.
Number. See you in a bit.
Okay. Okay, thanks.
Bye. Hi, this is Jen. Can you hear me?